Piercing is a form of body art. It perforates portions of the body and substitutes pieces of metal, usually rings or studs. Piercing is a way of putting holes in your head and other body parts. Christendom refers to the wounds on the body of Christ as stigmata. Body piercing is a secular stigmata, although it serves more to stigmatize the wearer than to redeem the world. With tattoos and lipstick and makeup in general, these decorations make the body into an art museum, a display of painting and sculpture. Like shaving and plucking and preening, this art is an attempt to make the body attractive, or at least to make it attract attention. Still, if pierced ears and noses and eyebrows and tongues were simply a matter of decoration, there would be less of it. But all of these perforated parts, and not just the tongue, are a way of saying something. Conventional earrings, for example, are a way of saying that I'm willing to be decorated for the aesthetic enjoyment of others. I'm willing to sacrifice my ears for art, although not quite willing to go as far as Van Gogh. Rings, too, have been a traditional form of symbolic communication. The diamond engagement ring is a sign of a couple's commitment to each other and to marriage. The wedding ring is a sign of their new social status as a legally sanctioned couple. But many of the new rings fly in the face of such conventional meanings. In many ways, in fact, it would be fair to call these metallic circles disengagement rings, because they announce the wearer's disaffection from the established social system. Indeed, these rings are a form of protest, one way of making a subculture out of cultural materials. They're the avant-garde, the cutting edge, literally. A tool for countercultural cool, they represent the conformity of nonconformity. These unconventional rings and studs depend on difference and deviance. If everybody wore them, their meaning would be not just worn, but worn out. This jewelry, too, is a sign of modern primitivism. It says that we identify with not modernity or postmodernity, but pre-modernity. The dissatisfactions of present life sometimes drive us to identifications with the past. In an impersonal world of suburban sameness, commercial hype, and bureaucracies, these trinkets announce a person's preference for the face-to-face pleasures of tribal life. It's no surprise, then, that some people are also practicing scarification, the intentional scarring of the body by slicing, and branding. But that's a hot topic for another time. The baubles that bedeck pierced parts are also a sign of class. Classy not in the sense that they increase our status in society, but exactly the opposite. For generations, tattoos were mainly a lower class phenomenon in America, and the new tattoos and body art are, to some extent, an attempt of the middle classes to embrace the marginality of their economic and social inferiors, who, viewed romantically, seem like superiors in real life experience. Like the hipness of the hipster of the 50s, like jeans and overalls in the 1960s, these decorations are a declaration of interdependence with and admiration for society's downcasts. Piercing is also a pain, and controversies over piercing bring out our cultural responses to pain. Some of us see the pain of poking holes in our flesh and vow that we'll never be shish kebabbed. But others adopt the philosophy of no pain, no gain, and put up with the pain of piercing for the gain of symbolic significance. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, Piercing the Heart of the American Mystery.